Well, Roisin, first of all, congratulations on another big win for Donegal, and congratulations on you, another goal for you today.
Oh, another handy one, Geraldine laid it off to me, thank God again, but I was able to repay the favour today, so good to get the win. Like, it was nervy enough towards the end there, you know, they came back into it, but we're just glad to get over the line, and that's, you know, we've plenty to work on now.
Yeah, got off to a good start with that great goal, and then they hit you for 1-3.
Yeah, I suppose maybe we weren't, we expected them to be battling, and we knew it was on them to come into the game. We were lucky Karen got the goal, and look, I mean, you know, you expect teams to come out and try and hit, you know, we're playing well at the moment, and we have that bit of momentum, so teams are going to come out and go at us as hard as they can, and Tipperary are well known for that as well, so, you know, it was something we expected, but thank God we dealt with it in the day.
You recovered, I suppose, and you were, what, 2 up for half-time, knowing that you're going to have, well, the advantage of the wind. I'm not sure it was that big advantage, but it's still something going, even though it was cross-field.
It was cross-field and a bit of hailstones as well. I don't know if they were advantage to us or them, but thankfully we had a wee purple patch there. You know, we had the 10 minutes, myself, Geraldine, were lucky to get on the score sheet, and I think Niamh kicked a point and Karen, and you know, that's what you need at them times when you can get those 10 minutes. It's a bit like the double men, you want the 10 minutes that you can, you know, push on and blow a team out of the water. I mean, we didn't keep them at arm's length like we would have liked to. They came back into it, but hopefully we'll improve on that.
Yeah, it was scary at the end there, wasn't it, you know?
It was scary, but thank God now the girl's done well back there. I mean, geez, look at Tipperary, Ash Maloney. I mean, anybody that was watching her here today, she's an outstanding footballer, and we know what she's capable of, and we know what Tipperary is a team. They're a dogged team, and like, to be fair to them, they put it up to us today, and they deserved, you know, they probably deserved to be a bit closer than they were at the very end, but thankfully now, as I say, we got over the line.
But it's been a great season. Like, you know, I know it's very early, it's only the 2nd of March, but you know, what was going to be a new look Donegal team with so many of the former players not available, or not you know, the older players stepping away, you know, a lot of young players coming in, and it's really, have you surprised yourselves?
I suppose maybe in a way we have. I mean, you look at the good underage structures here for ladies football in Donegal. I mean, you would be wanting to produce some good players, and you look at the likes of Eve Boyle there today, put in a fantastic performance, Megan Ryan. You know, them young girls are coming in and banging on the door. I mean, Julie Trerty and Lauren Carrot are on out the last day, and they were both scoring, you know, coming off the bench, and that's what you need. You want people putting pressure on you. Maybe that's where we were too comfortable, you know, towards the end of the year last year. You know, everybody kind of had their job in the role. You just need that wee bit of freshen up sometimes, and like, thankfully them girls are coming in and doing that.
And you've got the golden touch of goal last week, and another one this week.
Oh no, I wouldn't be worrying about it. God knows how long it'll last, but thankfully, as I say, you know, you have great players like Geraldine and Niamh and Karen in there that can set up the scores. I just have the easy job of sticking it rolling into the net, hopefully. So